Backseat Box Office voicemail show for episode number 49, including the results from the weekend of August 26th through the 28th, 2011. Hello and welcome to the penultimate results show for this season of Backseat Box Office. Yes, that's right. The next episode will be the last for this season, and it will actually be the results for episode number 50, which is kind of a happy accident. It was completely unintended and just kind of worked out in kind of a cool way. My name is Tony Mast, and if this is the first ever episode you're listening to of Backseat Box Office, highly recommend you go back and listen to Friday's episode so at least you get a flavor of what's going on. This is simply the results from the weekend, and we kind of go through what everyone's picks were and how the leaderboard is shaking out for the box office. If you have no clue what I'm talking about, go to backseatproducers.com. And up at the top in the bar, there's a BSBO scoring. Click on that. It might give you a little bit more of a hint. We go through the box office. We look at the results. We do a little prognostication based on what we think is going to happen over the weekend. And that's what this show is all about, is determining just how everyone did. So let's go ahead and jump right in. Let's start off with the top of the box office. This week, again, The Help was number one. Colombiana, a new movie, came in at number two. Rise of the Planet of the Apes came in third. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark came in fourth. Our Idiot Brother in fifth. And Spy Kids 4 came in sixth. No one picked anything below sixth place this week, so let's just not even talk about it. Jumping right in, the top two scores were both held by some of the hosts, Jonathan and myself. And, in fact, Jonathan actually called this. If you go back and listen to the episode, he called that we would get 25th and 24th place because of the way our picks went down. We had picked the same top four. The only difference was our last pick. And he had picked The Help at number one, Colombiana at number two, Planet of the Apes at number three, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number four, and Our Idiot Brother at number five, which... yeah, that was perfect. So good job, Jonathan. He got a 25 for the week. The only 25 for the week. The only difference for my picks was that I picked Spy Kids 4 to come in at fifth place. It came in sixth. That lost me a point. So I got a 24 for the week. That was the only 24 for the week. There was also only one 23 for the week. Tom got that. He had The Help at number one, Colombiana at number two. Those were both right. He actually reversed Don't Be Afraid of the Dark and Rise of the Planet of the Apes, so he lost 2 points there. And Our Idiot Brother, he picked for fifth place. That was right. He got a 23 for the week. Next up, we have a voicemail from Tad, who gives his picks, and let's go ahead and listen to that right now.
Hello, Backseat Box Office. This is Tad Mesa, calling in with my picks for this week. Man, last week sure sucked, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Hopefully this week will be better, but it looks like it's going to be about like last week. So here are my picks. I'm going to pick The Help at number one, Colombiana at number two, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number three, number four, Planet of the Apes, and number five, Spy Kids. I hope I score higher than 10 this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
All right, thanks, Ted. Yeah, you did score higher than a 10 this week. In fact, you and Cougaron both had the same picks. You had The Help at number one, Colombiana at number two. Both of those were right. You had Don't Be Afraid of the Dark and Rise of the Planet of the Apes at three and four. Those were actually reversed, so that's 2 points. And then you both had Spy Kids 4 coming in fifth. Lost you one more point there. So both you guys got a 22 for the week. We had one other 22, and that one also came from a voicemail, so let's go ahead and listen to that right now.
Hey, this is William Paul, also known as the Slacker, also known as the Deadbeat, also known as the Lazy Guy. I figured I would just get in all the weeks that I was going to miss before the season break, and so that's why you haven't heard from me for a while. That's believable, right? Yeah. Anyway, my picks this week Let's go ahead and look in. Now, apparently, The Help has been a much more popular movie than anyone expected. At least as far as the hosts, as far as from the hosts. I admit, I'm a couple episodes behind. So we're going to go ahead and put The Help at number one. Columbiana is going to go to number two, because, you know, we would really... Let me start over. Columbiana, number two. Seeing Uhura kick ass. Very nice, very nice. Then, of course, we need to keep a kids movie in the ranks, because, you know, kids still want to go see movies, so Spy Kids, four. Then I would say Afraid of the Dark for number four, and then Our Idiot Brother at number five. Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Should have put it somewhere in there. I mean, a lot of new movies. People may have already seen the apes, already gotten their ape love in. Just not sure. I don't expect a 25 this week. I'm out of practice, but this is what I got. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks, William. And, you got a 22 as well. You had actually picked number one, The Help, number two, Columbiana, number four, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, and number five, Our Idiot Brother. All of those were perfect. The only one you did stumble on is Spy Kids 4. You put in third. It actually came in sixth. So you got a 22 this weekend as well. You got a 22 this weekend as well. Next up, Crazy Jeff selected The Help at number one, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number two, Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number three, Columbiana at number four, and Our Idiot Brother at number five. He lost 2 points for Don't Be Afraid of the Dark and two more for Columbiana, which actually just reversed, and he got a 21 of the week. BD selected The Help at number one, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number two, which lost 2 points, Planet of the Apes, which was correct at number three. Our Idiot Brother lost a point when he picked it for number four. He also lost another point for picking Spy Kids 4 at number five, so that got him a 21 as well. We have a number of 20s this week. Andrew and Jeff both selected The Help in first place, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark in second, which was actually lost them 2 points, Columbiana in third, which lost them each a point. Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fourth, lost them another point. And Spy Kids 4 in fifth, which lost them still another point. And that brought them both to a 20 this week. Uriah selected The Help at number one, Columbiana at number two, which both were correct. Spy Kids 4 at number three, which is 3 points off there. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number four, which was correct. And Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fifth. It was actually in third, so he also gets a 20 for the week. Scott, Foul Sorceress, selected The Help at number one, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number two, losing him 2 points. Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number three, which was dead on. Columbiana in fourth place, which it was in second, so lost him 2 points there. And Spy Kids 4 in fifth, lost him another point, and he ended up with a 20 for the week. Mentally beat out the rest of her family this week. Congratulations. She got The Help at number one, Our Idiot Brother at number two. It was actually in fifth, so she lost 3 points there. Rise of the Planet of the Apes at number three, and that was right. Columbiana in fourth, it was in second, so she lost two there. And Spy Kids 4 in fifth lost 1 point, so mentally ended up with a 19 for the week, beating Father Beast and Mrs. Beast in their friendly little family competition they have going. Sergio selected Columbiana in first and challenged everyone to spell it correctly. So I don't know that actually that went out to everyone. It was in an email. He said he's half Colombian, so he's wondering how people can make a mistake in the spelling of that. Actually, I think he said that he thought that everyone who spelled it wrong should get deducted 15 points. So I don't think we're going to go that far, Sergio, but thank you for the scoring suggestion. We may just do some interesting scoring things like that in the next season. It's going to be brutal if the last couple of weeks are any indication. He had already a brother in second, The Help in third, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark in fourth, and Planet of the Apes in fifth. Columbiana was actually in second, so he lost 2 points. Already a brother was actually in fifth, three. The Help was in first, so he lost 2 points there, and Planet of the Apes was in third, lost two more there. Sergio had a 16 on the week. Father Beast, both Father Beast and Mrs. Beast put Already a Brother at number one. That lost 8 points. I guess they overestimated that slightly. Interesting fact about Already a Brother, though, if you look at the top five of all the movies based on their budgets, Our Idiot Brother was the only film that, for the box office they took in for this weekend, made its money back. It only, apparently the budget was only $5 million, it made $7 million. So it's already in the green. There's not a whole lot of other movies out right now that can say that. The Help came in at number, he had it coming in at number two. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number three. Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fourth. And Spy Kids 4 in fifth. Again, he lost 8 points for Our Idiot Brother. The rest of them he lost 1 point on, and he ended up with a 13 on the week. Kirk, who is one of our top scorers normally, had a rough week. He picked Don't Be Afraid of the Dark at number one, lost 6 points there. The Help at number two lost a point. Our Idiot Brother in third lost two there. Columbiana in fourth lost two more. And Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fifth lost two more there. Kirk ended up with a 12 on the week. And finally, Mrs. Beast, again, we said pick the Already a Brother at number one. She also had The Help at number two, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark in third, Columbiana in fourth, and Rise of the Planet of the Apes in fifth. That brought her to an 11 for the week. And therein were all the scores. Not participating this week that have been participating in the recent past, Sam, Art, and Tim. Also, Rich, it's been a while since we've heard from you, brother. What's going on? Let's step it up. We're almost done with this season. We have one more week to go. We're recording that episode tomorrow night as I record this, and we will have recorded our picks before you listen to this, before you're able to listen to this, actually, unless we're recording much later than we expect. I hope not. Before I go into the leaderboard, I want to remind everyone that Sausage Fest, we are still taking donations. We had another nice donation over the weekend. We are now at 76% funded on the Indiegogo campaign. We're getting really close to getting funded. We still have about a month to go. By the time this releases, it'll be just shy of a month to go. Archon is in about a month, so anyone in the St. Louis area, hope to see you at Archon, hope to see you at Sausage Fest on Saturday evening at Archon. And for any of you who would like to participate otherwise, come to the Indiegogo site. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes. Please, or just come to the website. There's a sidebar link that you can donate from. We've got t-shirts, we've got flyers I'll be sending out to anyone who donates. We've got ale glasses that you can pick up as a perk from your donation. Or you can, you know, if you're another podcast, if you are selling a book, if you're doing something like that, one of the highest level of perk, which most people, actually most of our donations have come from that at this point, you get an ad on the flyer that we're handing out at Archon, potentially looking at over 2,000 geeks in the St. Louis area seeing your ad on the Sausage Fest flyer, which could go quite a ways. I mean, there are a lot of people that will be passing through, and our bright pink flyers that will be just plastering all over the place should be pretty noticeable, you know, amongst all the gamer black and everything that's so prevalent there. We really hope to stand out with our pink. And we've got, like I said, pink t-shirts. We've got some nice ale glasses that are getting etched with the Sausage Fest logo. It's going to be pretty spectacular. If you want to get some of that swag, jump on over to the Indiegogo site and hit the campaign. You can donate and collect some loot there as well. We hope to actually go over the campaign. So if you do see the campaign's getting close to our targeted goal of $1,000, we actually need quite a bit more than that to help pay for the perks, to donate to the charity. Anything beyond what we use to put on the event is all going to the charity. So jump in early, get that in there early, and hopefully we're going to have a great time and maybe see some of you there as well. Now, on to the leaderboard. The hosts, not too much movement in the hosts. The big change was both Andrew and I moved up one position. Andrew's 20 this week actually brought his average down ever so slightly to 20.31. Actually, I don't know if it actually moved. It's probably either 1/100th of a point, or there may have been no movement at all, depending on the rounding there. I actually did bump my average up slightly. My 24 brought me up to a 20.71. I also moved from 11th to 10th place, so we now have two hosts in the top 10. Jonathan is the other one. He maintains his 9th place position. His 25 this week brought him up to a 20.91, and I think we're about like 7 points apart. Unless something colossally crazy happens this weekend with our picks, I have a feeling that Jonathan may end up being at the top of the leaderboard of the hosts, and I'm going to go ahead and congratulate him early. Maybe it'll jinx him. Two of the top 10 are myself and Jonathan. Rounding out the top 10, Cougaron did not change position. He's still in 8th. His 22 brought him up to a 21.96. Crazy Jeff's 21 kept his average score at 21. Somehow he keeps maintaining that 21 average. He's still in 7th. Kirk, his 12 this week brought him down to a 21.13. It also dropped him from 4th to 6th place. Art moved up one spot by not participating. Cheater. He still has a 21.26. He went from 6th to 5th place. Tad's 22 this week brought him up to a 21.56. He went from 5th to 4th. BD, Jeff, and Tom, in that order, are 3rd, 2nd, and 1st. They have maintained that position. BD's 21 brought him down slightly to a 21.8. Jeff's 20 brought him down to a 21.91. And Tom's 23 just nudged his score to a 22.73. As of this count on the leaderboard, there is only one person who has an asterisk by their name. That is John W. John W. has participated once. And considering the season ends next week, John W. will end the season with an asterisk. And everyone else has made it officially onto the full leaderboard, having at least 5 sets of picks. Mrs. Beast was the final to join that, and she joined it this week. She brought her 5th set of picks in this week, so she is officially on the full leaderboard right now. Thanks to everyone for participating. It's been a crazy year. It's been very cool to see how this little off project that seemed to interest only me has turned into something that now has co-hosts, it has a results show, it gets more feedback generated from our website than anything else that we do, and this show is only possible because you guys have participated in it. You guys have given your picks and have joined in the fun, have sent in voicemail, have been part of the craziness, have goaded us on to making some crazy picks. We've goaded you guys into making some too. And just want to say that we're having a great time. We hope you are too. And next week we should have the final results show of the summer season of 2011, and we'll get into the fall/Oscar season for 2011-2012. It's going to get crazy, and all you folks who are nice and comfy up at the top, don't stay that way. It's going to be a wild ride. Just listen to our first 10 to 20 episodes. You'll see exactly what we mean. Thanks for listening. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Friday with the big shoe. See ya.